Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
It is before dawn, August 9th, 1945, on the island of Tinian in the Northern Marianas, a vast B-29 base. One B-29 is taking off by itself, the same boxcar, B-O-C-K-S-C-A-R, boxcar. It's flown by a man named Charles Sweeney and a crew. The crew includes someone whose job it is to arm the plutonium atomic weapon in the bomb bay. The plutonium bomb is called Fat Man. I welcome Charles Pellegrino, the author of To Hell and Back, which is an updating of the book Last Train from Hiroshima about the attack on Nagasaki. There are details here that sometimes are necessary to understand the decision-making of using atomic weapons in anger against civilian populations, and the arbitrariness and the accident of the two atomic weapons ever dropped in human history so far in anger. Charlie, a very good evening to you. Congratulations again. Your book is endlessly rewarding. Boxcar takes off. Charles Sweeney is flying. Its mission is Japan, and its major city to strike is Kokura. It's flying a route that's not unlike the one flown by the Enola Gay several days before. Charles Sweeney, though, is a compelling figure in your book. You tell me that he had doubts. Why?
He had problems. Kokura, he wanted to hit that target because it was purely a military target. He was very bothered by all the civilian populations, all the schools that were all around all the factories in Nagasaki, including the largest Catholic communities in the whole Eastern Hemisphere. And in fact, Sweeney was a Catholic, and the night before the bombing, he went to pray with a priest. He had to drive to the other side of Tinian Island to find a Catholic priest, and he prayed with that priest, hoping that it would be Kokura and that he would not have to bomb Nagasaki. And meanwhile, while he was meeting with that priest, planes were firebombing other cities in Japan, and that was setting the path not only for the smoke the next day to be covering Kokura, but also for that last train that was coming out of Hiroshima. Right. That train was headed toward Nagasaki, and all the people on that train were going to see the atomic bomb a second time. Because when Sweeney got to Kokura, they could not see the ground. And their orders were, you have to see the ground before you can drop the bomb. He actually made 3 passes under very, very heavy fire, and finally with at least one intercept fighter plane on the way up before they had to give up and go toward what Sweeney was hoping they wouldn't have to do, was to bomb Nagasaki, the much larger city with the much larger civilian population.
There were other planes accompanying him, observation planes. He had flown on an observation plane in the first mission against Hiroshima. What did he see? What did he remember about that mission? He saw the bomb, and now he was flying a bomb. What did he think?
Well, actually, the first time he was flying the plane that dropped the scientific instruments, which was the Great Artiste, which came and attended again during the Nagasaki mission, he didn't see very much at first because they were flying to get away from the bomb. They took a steep dive and accelerated as fast as you could go without actually crossing the sound barrier and disintegrating your plane.
The so Hiroshima Sweeney, bomb. This is the Hiroshima bomb.
Right. The Hiroshima bomb, Sweeney saw the flash from behind him. And even from behind him, he had taken off his goggles so that he could see the instruments. He was temporarily blinded by the flash, even though it came from about 9 miles behind him. In Nagasaki, the same thing. They dove away from the bomb. There was the flash. He remembered to cover his eyes for a second that time. Then they turned around and made one pass over the city. As they had over Hiroshima, they made one circle around the city, and he could see that the Nagasaki bomb was at least twice as powerful as the Hiroshima bomb, and that down below there was all this curdling smoke and an actual hurricane of fire trying to form in the center.
Between the Hiroshima bomb and the Nagasaki bomb, a decision is made to drop an additional bomb. Did they have good information about what had happened at Hiroshima? Did they know about the radiation? Did they know about the civilian casualties?
They had some reports coming through. They had estimates of how many people were killed in the fire, that the city, how much of the city had been destroyed. But in the White House, for example, they had very little information coming through. It came through over days by radio signal being transferred from one station post to another. You couldn't just send a fax in those days. There was no satellite communication or anything. It was around the time of the Nagasaki bombing that Truman was learning of the terrible burns, and scientists were beginning to talk about what they thought was happening with the radiation. And by the time Japan was about to surrender, Truman had actually said he did not want to use another atomic bomb because gradually the information about what happened was coming in. And I think partly the concern was also, oh, this is looking much worse than a firebombing. We don't want to go down in history looking so bad. So he was reluctant to use a third atomic bomb.
The third atomic bomb, where was it? How many more could they build in what timeline?
Well, we were on a trajectory after that. So we had the refining facilities. We had the reactors to make the plutonium. At that time, we could probably have made a nuclear core for one, possibly two atomic bombs every month, which is why shortly after World War II was over, we began testing atomic bombs in the deserts, in the islands, in the Pacific, and so on.
What was the target for the third bomb?
The third bomb would have been Kokoro, which was the city that Charles Sweeney was not able to get a visual fix on and drop the third atomic bomb. They had to leave the palace in Tokyo intact so that Japan could surrender. They did not want to kill the emperor.
They dropped it on Nagasaki, and now they're out of fuel. So rather than fly directly back to Tinian, they had flown up from Tinian, they fly to Okinawa and land.
Right, and barely made it. And in fact, the pilot, Paul Tibbetts of the Enola Gay, he wanted Sweeney actually court-martialed for risking the bomb by making the three flights over Kokoro. And by the time they made one circle around Nagasaki, they didn't have enough fuel to make Okinawa. But Sweeney thought about this theory that that Paul Tibbetts had come up with, that if you're really low on fuel, you could extend your flight by what he called climbing the staircase, fly level for a little while, then drop down a bit and accelerate. And you could maybe add about 20 miles to your distance, which is just what they managed to do. They basically crash-landed on Okinawa.
And they refueled and flew back to Tinian. I'm speaking with Charles Pellegrino. He is the author of To Hell and Back, which is an updating of Last Train from Hiroshima about the survivors, the double survivors, people who survived the Hiroshima bomb at the Mitsubishi Works, and then because they had no work with the destroyed city, they took the last train from Hiroshima to Nagasaki, and therefore were blasted again by boxcar dropping the bomb. When we come back, what happened on the ground in Nagasaki. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.